Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Cool motherfucking hand. Screwball Radio. Another Saturday. Here.
Yes, sir. King Eric in the building, 157. What's good, man? Happy to be here on this lovely Saturday night, episode 157. Man, we getting up there, ain't we?
157, kid. I can remember when we first had our first show, man. That was like 2000. Man. September of 2000. 2020. You know?
And here we are right here, man. So many shows don't even make it past five. So for us to be up at this ranking, it's a reflection of how good we are.
I mean, you know, we ain't self-centered over here. You know what I'm saying? We having fun with it. We don't take this shit too serious. We don't take it personal, you know? So when you eliminate them things out your cipher, you know, things could prosper. You know, ain't no egos in this shit. Ain't nobody think they better than nobody. We here rocking, giving the people what they want. And that's the best thing, is that we here giving the people what they want. And that's real music, real topics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What I'm talking about. Yeah, I was going to say, man, like, and the most important, we give the music out, too. The dopest music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, this is all about music. You know what I'm saying? All the extras, all the... you know, politicking and the sports and all that's just for the entertainment purpose. But we here strictly for the hip-hop, man. This is the culture we represent. So we here to break new records. We here to keep the OGs living by playing their music. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it right, man. Keeping it right. Screwball Radio.
Yes, sir. Keeping it right, because you keep it
positive. Now, if you haven't been listening, if you know anybody that ain't been listening, send them the link, man. Send them the link, because we get busy up here.
Absolutely.
We ain't
one-sided. And it's entertainment, most important.
You know, we ain't one-sided up here. You know what I mean? We not DJs. Like, no disrespect to the DJs, but we not just playing people we know. You know what I'm saying? We playing people we don't know. That's the beauty of it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these gatekeepers, they play the same people because it's people that they know, and they want to stay cool with them, so they play their records. You know, here we playing everybody. We play everybody. If this shit is hot, we playing it. But we don't do subscriptions. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not sending us music and expect us to play it just because you sent it to us. We playing the shit because the shit is hard. You know what I'm saying? And we going to big you up after we play the record, too, so people could go check you out. You know what I'm saying? We ain't sucking
Absolutely. Dicks
over here like motherfuckers out there sucking dicks. Pause. But we not doing that over here. Like I went to the show last night. You know, shout out my brother Rusty Jukes. He was the host for the event. You know, a lot of talent out here on Long Island, man. A lot of talent. And like I said, I listen to everybody. Everybody that hit the stage, I listen to them. I check them out. You know, whether they was good, whether they was bad, I still clap for them when they got off stage. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it takes guts going up there on stage. You know what I'm saying? It takes guts. Even the legends will tell you when they hit the stage, you know, sometimes they get the, you know, them butterflies in the stomach like it's the first time they went up there. So big up all the acts that came and rocked. You know, shout out to Bravo Exodus. You know, he a legend on Long Island. Shout out to Kel Vicious of LOD. Shout out Nam Nitty, Mouth of Monopoly Family. And shout out this young artist by the name of Big Boo BK. Go follow her on Instagram. Shorty got fire, and she not rapping like them bum bitches talking about they coochie and they booty hole brown and all that bullshit that they rapping out there. She was spitting content, and her name is Big Boo BK. Go check her out on Instagram, follow her, and yeah, big up my man Rusty Jux for introducing me to her. Word.
That's how you gotta do it, man, because you can't let people, we can't wait on people to give us the good stuff and expose us to the talent. Sometimes, just like what we do with the show, what you do, we expose the people to the talent. Sometimes you got to take matters in your own hands.
I mean, like I said, you know, we don't follow nobody's rules. We ain't worried about what other people are doing. So we do what we do.
Not at all.
We show love to the people that should get love. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to homie Rostun and his brother Q. I ain't seen them in a long time, man. It's been a minute since I've been out on the Long Island circuit of hip-hop. You know, I've been in my own zone, Schoolboy, everything, Madman, everything. So I ain't really been out my box. But last night I got a chance to just to listen, man. And that's the best thing we could do, is listen to these new artists. Or even up and coming artists or legend or artists that've been in the game but still ain't get their flowers. You know what I'm saying? We still gotta show them love because they still keeping it rocking. They still dropping heat. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Absolutely. The veterans still dropping heat. And then we got the understudies coming in. The understudies coming in that was inspired by them coming in.
Yeah, you know, like everybody get inspired by somebody, you know what I mean? But the whole thing is if you're going to rep the culture, rep it right. You know, I heard some of the trap music last night. I heard some of the drill sounding. Some of it sounded like Pop Smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I gave it all a chance. You got to give this shit a chance, man. You know? I ain't better than nobody. I just do me. But I love hip-hop. So I'm going to give the Young Bucks a chance. And as always, the OGs, they always, you know, they always do their thing. So it keep me inspired that they still doing it and they still putting out great content. And you know what I mean? That's why we do it.
I was going to ask you a question, you being an artist and, you know, veteran, right? And this ain't no slave to Andre 3 Stats, because, you know, he said that he felt he wouldn't have nothing to really talk about being in his 40s now. Do you think that was a kind of like a blasphemous statement, or that he's just speaking from his perspective? Because in my opinion, there's a lot of things to talk about in their 40s. A whole lot of stuff to cover.
I mean, he's talking from his perspective. You know what I'm saying? He's rich. He don't really deal with no troubled times. I mean, he might deal with a lady here, a lady there, but ain't no real troubled times in his world. You know what I'm saying? He's not in the hood. He's not dealing with poverty and you know, a lot of the OGs, you know what I mean? If they not rich, they still in the hood. They still in the hood. They're still dealing with the everyday struggle. You know what I'm saying? Even if they rapped about it 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying? They're still living in it. So they can only report to you what they see. Now, if my life was just airplanes and interviews and staying off the radar and wearing fucking suspenders on the farm, you know what I'm saying? Ain't really nothing for me to rap about. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, let's not forget that he's a musician. He's an artist. So however he chooses to express his musical talent, it's on him. And let's not forget that his album outsold a lot of the veteran albums that dropped.
Even a lot of the new people he outsold.
Like, think about it, right? He's Andre 3 Stacks. He chose to do a song playing the flute. But does anybody say anything to Kenny G for doing what he do? Why we got to look at him and say, he sold out. We not feeling that. I mean, Kenny G make music just the same. And he's Grammy Award winning. Always doing shows, always on the road. That's how he chooses to express his musical talent. I ain't got nothing bad to say about Andre 3000. Outkast is, you know, they legendary. So if this is how he chooses to express himself, by all means. It don't mean that I'm going to go listen to it. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean I'm going to go. It's not my preference of music. Of just listening to flutes with no words. You know?
But you know what I'm thinking too, man. I think Lupe, he started that trend. He started freestyling off some of those instrumentals off of there, because some of the stuff I heard is incredible. Like, you know, if you pay attention to production and stuff, but Lupe, he was dropping some gems on that, killing it. So I think that's going to be the next trend.
I mean, like I said, man, Buck Wild, phenomenal producer. If he puts out a beat tape, people going to rap over it. So if Andre 3000 released the album and it's just sounds and beats, what you think a rapper going to do? If they feeling it, they're going to rap over it. It's just what we do.
Hip-hop, baby.
You know what I'm... It's hip-hop. It's hip-hop. Like, think about it, all right? hip-hop started off people looking for samples, and whether they was looping it or whatever they was doing, they still found a way to rap over it. So what you think they're going to do to Andre 3000 beat? They're going to take that shit and loop it and rhyme over it. It's just part of this, it's just part of the cycle, man. You know? And shout out Outkast, shout out Andre 3000 for doing him, you know, being in his own lane. You know what I mean? He's always been in his own lane. You know, the way he dressed, move around. He always been in his own lane. He ain't got to do what other people doing. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Word.
He's not out here snitching. Hey. He's not out here fucking taking pleas and throwing niggas under the bus. Nah, he's just doing what he do. And he don't care. He don't care what you think. Because his fans are going to run those numbers up. Let me tell you something about hip-hop, man. Let me tell you something about hip-hop. Hip-hop is hood music, all right? That shit was created by the ghetto, all right? The hood made hip-hop, you know? And people in the hood, they like to judge. They judge your character. They judge you for what you're wearing. They judge you for what you're looking like. And he don't care. He gonna come outside with fucking furry boots on, blonde hair, and some fucking fur around his fucking shoulders. And he don't care. Judge me.
It's all about still doing numbers. Being you. And being you, most importantly.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Think about it, right? Think about this. Hip-hop today. And like I said, I don't call that shit hip-hop. I call that shit drill music. That shit ain't hip-hop. But when you listen to that, all them motherfuckers sound the same. The beat sound the same. The rhyme sound the same. They talking about the same shit. Smoking an op. Op in a pack. The same bullshit. It don't matter where you're from. New York, Chicago, L.A., overseas. They're talking the same shit. Ain't nothing amusing about that. It's the same shit. Real hip-hop, we might talk about struggle. We might talk about, you know, a lot of the content be the same. But they make sure that they don't sound the same. You know? You might have had people that came out and had similarities, but the content wasn't the same. It might sound the same, but the content isn't the same. These little motherfuckers, they sound the same.
And don't even try to, you can't tell the difference by one long song.
Yo, listen. I don't listen to that bullshit. And, you know, it's not for me. It's not my era. That's not my era music. I'm not supposed to like that shit. Even when the grown-up artists, even when the older artists do that shit, I just laugh. Because they're trying to follow the young bucks. Meanwhile, in my era, you know, the youngins looked up to the OGs, but we ain't want to sound like them, and we made hip-hop reach other levels. You understand what I'm saying? So what I mean is everything that came out mid-80s to the 90s, was different from the stuff that came on from the 90s to the 96 and from the 96 to the 2000s. Nothing sounded the same. Unless you was on a mixtape and they threw on a loop that was an old school loop and the younger artists rapped over it. You know what I'm saying? They spit their flame over it. Mm-hmm. But they just paying homage. These new kids sampling shit, the shit don't even sound right. Like the engineer ain't even know what the fuck he was doing. The vocals all over the place. But again, that shit ain't for me. That shit ain't for me.
Man, you gotta tell them, man. That's what people don't understand, man. You gotta get your music properly mixed. That's a pet peeve for me. I don't know what it is, but I like to hear clean sounding of production. That's just me. I understand, you know, it could be grimy at times because you know, like with 36 Chambers, it could be grimy. I like it grimy too. But, you know, when a nigga start rapping about how much money he has and all that, but yet you hear that your sonically, your production ain't sonically mastered, right? That's a bad look to me. Like, you know, the content got to match the sound. Like, even with Rick Ross, you know, people say what they say about Rick Ross. His production sound clean. So,
I mean, when you're going into a multi-million-dollar studio,
mm-hmm.
and your engineer's worth a couple million, of course you're going to get that sound. But you got to remember, a lot of music don't always come out of a studio like that. A lot of this new music come out of studios inside the crib, and the engineer is not really, you know, I don't want to say that they're not great, but they're still learning. But they so in a rush to put music out because, you know, today is all about how much you put out. It ain't really so much what you putting out. You know, like me, check me out, right? I put an album out last year. I've been on a couple singles here and there. And I got an album ready to go. But I'm not following them. I'm not following them. I don't need an album out every month. I don't need an album out every 3 months. You know, you trying to keep the people, but, you know, not nothing against nobody. But when I listen to the album and you put out an album this month, then you put out an album next month, and I'm listening to the content, it's kind of the same shit, just a different name on the album.
And they'll probably add an extra feature here and there, but you're not getting nothing different. It's like you say, you get the same exact product, probably with a little supply on the side. But that's what I would consider repetition. And then when you start becoming repetition, you start oversaturating your base.
Yeah, like check it out. All right. In 2019, I put out Cataclysm. In the middle of 2019, I released Smoke, me and Black Poet. The albums don't sound similar. The only way you say it sounds similar is because the shit is grimy shit. Is reality rap. But none of the content is the same. None of it. So, you know, when I listen to a lot of new artists and they come out and they're dropping monthly, and you go, because, you know, like I said, I listen to music, so I go check out the album, and I'm just like, damn, this shit sound like the last album. You know, And then I'm digging through the album to find the one record that don't sound like the last album. And I might find two songs in the album that don't sound nothing like the last album, but the rest of the album sound like the last album. And that's when you stuck in the loop, you know what I mean? Like, all right, DMX, rest in peace to the dog. He dropped 2 albums in 1 year. None of the albums sounded the same.
None.
That's great. That's great. I mean, his voice, he's the dog. But what he was talking about wasn't. You know? It's just like The Locks.
Two different albums.
You know? The Locks are put out Living Off Experience. Silverback Gorilla from Sheik Luch didn't sound like Living Off Experience. Kiss of Death didn't sound like Living Off Experience. Styles P, Ghost and a Gentleman didn't sound like Living Off Experience. Because they know how to switch topics and still be gutter and still be talk they shit.
Yeah, it's that growth, man. It's that growth. And believe it or not, people don't realize it. When they look up in Google, one of the Kiss's biggest hits is a song with Substance, which is Watch. That's probably, if not his biggest song, next to Knock Yourself Out. So that tells me right there's a place for Substance.
Well, you know, when you're looking at it like that, the difference of it is that it's a commercial record. And there's a big difference between a rap record and a commercial record. It's a big difference. Not everybody could do that. You got Anthony Hamilton, who's a big, big singer out there, giving you a dope record. You know what I mean? And that was kind of Ja Rule's formula. You know? Ja Rule always had somebody singing on his record. And he would come with his voice and kill his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be singing on his record. He wasn't catering to the streets. He was catering to the commercial listeners. Same with 50 Cent. The only thing different with 50 is that 50 had the mixtapes catering to the streets. And then he would give you an album that was 50% for the streets and 50% for the radio. And he stuck with that whole formula from the G-Unit album to the Lloyd Banks album to the Young Buck album, Tony Yayo album.
And that's where you know he figured it out.
It ain't like Kanye West. Kanye West, he favored radio. That's where he favored, was just radio. Because Kanye West don't make music for the streets. You know what I'm saying?
He actually found a lane. Yeah, he actually found a lane where he tapped into more of the backpack lane, I believe. Cause he couldn't grab the streets
I don't want to say that. His first album maybe. Everything after that was just for radio.
The reason I say that
is because the people he was surrounded with, the Mos Defs, the Commons, the Jay-Z's, the Beanie Siegels, you know what I'm saying? Producing for the Game, you know? It was different. when he was doing records for himself, he was catering to radio. And that's why Kanye West became as big as he is, because all radio stations play Kanye West. It's not just hip-hop stations.
Yeah, he done.
Same with Fabulous.
He done crossed over.
Yeah, same with Fab. You know, Fab's record with the chick singing on it, you might hear that on different radio stations. But when he's talking that shit, you're only hearing that on hip-hop stations. Drake, you hear Drake on every radio station. Except ours. We don't play that shit over here. And it ain't no hate. We ain't into that bullshit. This is Screwball Radio. We play that gutter shit. That underground, straight from the sewer, Dos Effects shit. You know?
Yeah, that's what it gotta be. It gotta be gutter, but it gotta have that. It gotta have that type of sound, man. It gotta have that hip hop sound. And that was the thing, you know. First of all, I gotta say, the Madman for the Six mixtape, turn a year, man. Madman for the Hood mixtape, that was dope. And you stuck with that sound, you and DJ Kuhn.
I mean, you know, shout out DJ Kuhn, man. He just put it together. But, you know, I hand-selected all them songs that's on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm doing something, best believe that I'm giving it my 100%. That shit is all my idea. Shout out to Kuhn Hand for putting it together for me, and you know, bringing out my idea. You know, but that's all my vision. From Madman for the Hood Part 1 all the way through 6. That's been my vision. Because I'm for the hood. I've been for the hood my whole life. I always look out for my people in the streets. So, you know, when it came to music, I give everybody a chance, man. I listen to everybody. And if your shit is hot, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to put it on the mixtape. Free. Free for the people to listen to. Because, you know, I come from the era where this is what the DJs did. DJ Doo-Wop, Clue, Tony Touch, Who the Barber, SNS, you know what I'm saying? DJ Hot Day. All these DJs broke records, and they showed love to everybody from east to west. If your shit was dope, they played it.
And that was
you
the
give me money
that
to fucking come back to. I don't need your money to put your shit on my record, on my mixtape. I want people to listen to you. I want people to hear you. That's why I put it on my shit. Because I thought this shit was dope, and oh, shit. I want other people to hear that shit.
Exactly, man, because there's no politics involved. It's just going back to the old formula, man. Like, if a person is dope, he want his voice heard, put him on the tape. Put him on the tape with the legend. He get noticed, probably get signed. There he is. There's another potential star in the making. And that should be. But I think the way they level the playing field in the game, it crushes a lot of people's aspirations. Because of the politics.
It's just like, you know, all right, put it like this. How can I say this? You know, we're supposed to break records. Even artists are supposed to break new artists. It's how it's always been. EPMD gave you Redman. EPMD gave you K-Solo. EPMD gave me Dash Effects. EPMD gave you Redman. EPMD gave you Craig Mack. You know what I'm saying? Craig Mack used to be a roadie for EPMD. And you know Eric Sermon. Eric Sermon been breaking artists throughout the years. Illegal, Lady Luck. You know. So who am I not to follow tradition and hear a new artist and either do a record with them or give the record light. Put it on a mixtape. Play it on Schoolboy Radio.
Exactly.
You got to show love.
And it don't cost. And it don't cost. If, I feel like this, man. If the game was really like that, you'll see more thriving artists. See more thriving artists breaking through. So,
no, but this is what happened, though. What happened with hip-hop is that, you know, artists started being the CEO, right? Now, the artist is going to put out his own people. They're not really looking for the new artists. Ain't no more A&Rs. It's very hard to find an A&R nowadays. Everybody's an artist. That's what A&Rs did. You know, Jay-Z gave you Beanie Siegel. But it's really Dame Dash was the A&R for Rockefeller.
Yeah, they try to write Dame out of here, man, because I want to bring that up real quick, man. I feel a lot of people trying to write Dame out of history, but Jay-Z wouldn't be the artist without Dame having them headaches. And he went in there and took on those giants, took on those corporate sponsors that tried to put their wares
in
Rockefeller.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Dame fought for Jay-Z. Dame fought for Beanie Siegel. Dame fought for Kanye West. Dame fought for Kevin Hart. Because Dame is a businessman. And he's not selfish. That's the best type of A&R
right
out there. Because we're going to eat regardless. We're going to eat regardless. But why not help you become bigger and better?
Exactly. And
but, you know,
he made it so
you know,
we've
been talking
hip-hop,
man.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking hip-hop for a minute. Damn, we're talking about 12.
Yeah, man, we've been talking a little too much, man. But, you know, I know people are sick of this fucking talking shit. But we just dropping some jewels before we get into this music, man.
Yeah, man. That's the time we got to stick with the jewels. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of games going on. You know, Magic and the Nets. Shout out to Nets, you know, New York. They did their thing on the Magic. Cavs beat the Pistons. Pelicans playing the Bulls right now. Pacers in the Heat. And the Heat been getting washed by everybody.
Ever since Jimmy Butler came with that hairstyle, that's been like a curse.
I mean, they came to New York. And, you know, both New York teams washed them up. But tonight, you know, it's the Rockets and the Lakers. We'll see what that look like. Grizzlies and the Suns is tied right now. See what happens with that. And, you know, tomorrow's going to be a couple NFL games. You know, tomorrow's a few NFL games. You know, this Thursday night, the Seahawks almost came back, but they just wasn't enough for the Cowboys. And the Jets play the Falcons tomorrow. Panthers play the Bucks. Eagles and the 49ers, that's going to be crazy. Chiefs and the Packers. No Giants. Giants got the week off. It's already week 13, man. Got five more weeks.
Look at the first season going football by.
Football over.
Quick.
Yeah, football over, man. Five more weeks. And shout out Black Poet, man. He on tour right now. He overseas doing his thing. For those that's wondering where Poet at, he'll be back with us. He out there on the road doing his thing. Shout out Big Noise. Shout out Capone. Shout out Piff Jones. They on the road out there repping that Queensbridge. Shout out my brother Just Pete. You know, he's tuned in with us. And shout out hip hop, man. And let's give these motherfuckers some music to listen to, man.
No doubt. Anybody want to call in, 516-531-9596 is the call number. You be live on Direct with Schoolball Radio. Let's go. 50 years of hip-hop celebration. Go time.
Yeah. Another session. Learn the lesson.
50 more years of hip-hop.
Wrong section, more action, floor cracking, more passion. Feed my people at raw rapping. House to house like I'm door dashing. Assassin, you asking, who is this? And I'm still laughing. Forward thinking, never backtracking. Boom bapping, never rap lacking. Got my people all up in the place. Royalty with scar on their face. Chocolate rap, you can all get a taste. Architect, we built this place. Room, 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 time for the chase. Chase down traitors, invading the space. Keeping in pace in a hole like an ace or an ace in a hole when I throw in the base. Race, no, you didn't really want to race. Chase, no, you didn't really want to chase. You don't want to see me when I'm coming in a place. Lyric got the lyric in your motherfucking face. God, let me scream out what happened to his face. My name is saying my shit on the bleed. That's what happened when you speak your rapping and your skills are lacking and your beats are whacking and you meet the captain, defeat the dragon. Your mouth is shut because he's eating a magnum.
50 more years of hip-hop.
Yeah, listen. All I do is spit raw. Stick around and you'll get more. This is what I spit for. That other shit I ignore. Show up at the spot, go off the top like a wig store. I give more. Rappers looking puzzles like they jigsaw. As you can see me rising like from the third floor to the sixth floor. 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. Come do a quick tour. Ben Aki. Stop listening to hip hop culture's enemies and go to the website birthplaceofhiphop.nyc. You know that this is where the truth at. Everybody that was old school was one time a new jack. So think about where you at and the future looking you back. Are you gonna be able to school cats or be where them fools at? I'm coming again with the boom back. Man, he just can't do that. So I bring my reps and effects when I'm swinging on these new jacks. All you hear is boom crack. You still asking who's that? Well, it's the teacher, Newark, New Jersey. That's where the school's at. Listen, they switching up your whole position. Popeyes went from eating spinach now to frying chicken. You better listen. Knowledge reigns supreme. That other shit's weird shit. This that original foundation. Old gray beard shit. Yeah, I see the ice for where them vocals at. You see the double metaphors I express on these local cats. I bring the focus back. This shit here is hot. We spitting after 50 years of hip hop. What we want?
50 more years of hip hop.
We repping every block. We are never gonna stop. We got
50 more years of hip hop.
Breaking MC and writing beatboxing, DJing. We got
50 more years of hip hop.
The best and no less. Relieve the stress and stay fresh. We doing it.
50 more years of hip hop.
You see, we all here. We going 50 more years.
It's my nigga Pac, called me from heaven, told me to write a song for him. That's what it would sound like. Who do you believe in?
part two. You know, faith is believing in your heart, your mind, your spirit. Might not see it right now, but keep believing.
Still not sure what I'm searching for. Still believe, but my heart can't take no more. Talking to God, but he's hearing me. Can you hear me? Still I believe.
Man, when times get hard, we praying, we searching for some signs from God. I think of the pain, the struggle and the stain that come with the game. I walk through the fire, danced in the flame. Trapped in the storm, we stuck in the rain. Say we want to change, but we stuck in our ways. Falling for the track, stuck in the maze. A lot of real soldiers dead or stuck in the cage. Watching niggas sell their souls, just trying to get paid. The choice was made. I'ma never tell a soul, take this shit to the grave. I hate to say it, but everybody can't be saved. Demon time, you're dancing with the devil and Satan. All the time, tell me who was to blame. All I ever try to do is stay true to the game. Come on.
Still not sure what I'm searching for. Still believe, but my heart can't take no more. Talking to God, but he's hearing me.
Can you hear me?
Still I believe.
Still believe. Come on. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. Negative energy, I don't need it. I just wanna serve my purpose, still here for a reason. Yeah, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And if it's me against the world, I still gotta believe that I can win no matter what. The way I was raised, it ain't no way that I'm giving up. We hit them up, don't be no risk to live a fast life. We see too many niggas die from a game of dice. Man, it's like we paid a price. Ain't no second chance, there's only one life to get it right. Yeah, you gotta think ahead. Fuck a hater, get your paper, my nigga. Fuck what them niggas said. Every choice, either life or death. Got me walking towards God with a righteous step. Come on.
Still not sure what I'm searching for. Still believe, but my heart can't take no more. Talking to God, but he's hearing me.
Can you hear me?
Still I believe.
Come on. The journey is lovely. We sipping on bubble. Heaven's above me. I love the way that she touch me. The haters below me. With the devil for shoulders. Cause you love what I do. Don't mean that you know me. I keep my mind on this money. Cause that's the closest to freedom. Non-believers in the circle. Man, you know you don't need them. Little homies looking up to me. You know I'm a teacher. Long distance, it don't matter, man. You know I'm a reacher. I blow the smoke up to the sky. And I don't even ask why. Never let them suckers see me cry. Live until I die. Spit the pie with my guy. Outlaws on the ride. We gon' get it how we live. While they living in them lies. Stood the test of time. While the clock keeps ticking. Just lost another soldier. Know we gon' miss him. Better in the heaven. Sitting in prison. Had to borrow no flow for this one.
Still not sure what I'm searching for. Still believe, but my heart can't take no more. Talking to God, but he's hearing me. Still I believe.
Come on, still not sure. Yeah, well, Machiavelli, I'm missing. Had to borrow pop slow for this one. Yeah. Gaddafi, I miss him. Had the ballpark flow for this. Yeah. Hussein Fado, I miss him. Had the ballpark flow for this. Yeah. Fanny, I miss her. Had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah. Big Psych, I miss him. Had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah. Al Gator, I miss him. Had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah. Eagle Storm, I miss him. Had the ballpark flow for this one. Greg Brown, I miss him, had the ballpark flow for this. Yeah. My grandma Emma, I miss her, had the ballpark flow for this. Yeah. My grandma Joyce, I miss her, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah. My cousin Darren, I miss him, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah. My grandpa Allen, I miss him, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah. My Deli Dell, I miss him, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah, Ram Sammy, I miss him, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah, my Aunt Bernice, I miss her, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah, my Butter Bean, I miss him, had the ballpark flow for this one. Yeah, OGTC, I miss him, had the ballpark
flow for this one. Yeah, Geronimo, I miss him. Had the ballpark flow for this one. Man, Kamalita, I miss her. Had the ballpark flow for this one. Man, still not sure what I'm searching for.
Yeah, it's feeling like money right here.
Long time coming.
Anything is possible.
The God Asiatic.
Hold up.
The God Crack Kim.
Bubbling crack before this rap shit. Humble cat, but believe I let the max fit. Shit, either you stack or hustle backwards. Stay strapped to stay in school and get your bachelor's. That's facts, another batch make it backflip. First brick was taking trips up to Saks Fifth. Chris, brand new in the Gucci shoe. Gold grills was getting mines done by Pucci Blue. The zoo, I was there down in Albany Square. Army gear, either that or in a Marty wear. Yeah, trying to secure me some acres soon. Out in Tulum, levitating to Jamaica tunes. Room, been immune to not having shit. Arrogance is what built this establishment. I want the logo in the pool lit. Every photo let the jewels drip. If I'm duller than the tools drip, I'm the mogul, not the fool with flyers. Only Pirellis on the car tires. Got prosecutors expunging the guard priors. Free now, no paperwork or mold tea now. Philippe's child, personal chefs on the speed dial. Weed clouds on a whole nother other road to mother. This how you get it out the gutter.
Chokehold, you little to no dough. I'm houses on both coasts. I done bodied all haters and enemies. If I kill them with success, that's too many RIPs. I got them killers and they all plus one. Same nigga put the Prezi in them Air Force Ones. Himalayans for the wife, Chanel's for the Gumars. Arabic dials, I'm usually followed by two cars. Never weaponless, always effortless. Came out of 93, I show you what the exception is. Fentanyl flow, got them leaning in arenas. Banksy levels, fuck, niggas can never see us. I'm still rich, it don't feel R-E-A-L. The only thing fake, my bitch BBL. Nigga, I'm so lit, but still D-A-R-K. Feds trying to cuff and say he's beyond sane.
Made for the movers and shakers. Motivational music. Brooklyn BX. Worldwide. Get yours. That's how you get it.
Yeah, yeah, Schoolboy Radio. Nah, but that heat.
Straight fire.
Yeah, yeah. I know we got some more music for them. I close out
the show, man.
And give them some more music.
Sir. But yeah, man. We had a dope build on hip-hop, man. If anybody want to call in, five more minutes. Number is 516-531-9596. Want to give a shout-out. Chop it up with us if you disagree about anything.
Call up, talk your shit.
Yeah, we listening, man.
You know, call up and talk your shit.
Yeah,
you know, one thing I want to talk about. You know, for the last 3 years, you know, I've been anti-streaming. You know, it's good for what it's good for. But this year, you know, Spotify made 12 point something billion this year off streaming.
Dang.
And you know, they pay us artists 0.003%. Yeah, 0.003 cents per stream. And you know, us artists, we so amped to give the people the music that we don't even see that we're being robbed. They're robbing us. Every artist that uses the platform, every one of them. You know what I'm saying? Artists, and they doing their numbers. But my nigga, y'all ain't make no paper. Y'all not feeding y'all family. I'm just talking real shit. You know what I mean? The only artist is being able to provide is the ones in the billions. All that 2.2 million, 3.3 million, that's is about $3,000, Smokey. You know? That shit ain't feeding your family. That shit might take care of a bill here and there. But listen, man. If y'all listen to hip-hop and y'all love these artists, man, I say it and I say it again. Buy their motherfucking physical copies. Let's bring back CD players. Let's bring back tape decks and the whips. Fuck all that streaming shit. That shit just taking up fucking memory in your phone anyway. And your phone probably saying you running out of fucking storage space right now. You know what I'm saying?
Man. That's robbery.
Like, come on, man. Go buy that vinyl. Go buy the vinyl. Go buy the fucking portable record player, man. Connect that shit to your fucking your speaker or whatever you use for the music to come out. Connect it to your Bluetooth. But buy the record. Buy the record. Spin the deck. Play the tape. Come out to the event. So that way the artist could sign that shit. And now you got memorabilia. All these motherfucking streaming albums you got on your fucking phone. Can't nobody sign that shit.
Yeah, make a whole catalog for free. And then on top of that, even with the classic albums, man, I was mad. I was at my job.
Yeah, but listen.
And I'm playing the Quick album.
But listen,
I'm playing
though.
The Quick album. And half the songs are gone, all because of streaming. And I was like, hold on, what is this? Come to find out, I couldn't play
But listen, right? They want you to subscribe and pay $9.99 a month. And you get unlimited plays. You can hear any artist you want to hear. Listen, man. Start a collection. Leave the legacy behind. Leave the culture behind. So the young ones could pick up the vinyl. The young ones could pick up the radio and pop the tape then and be like, damn, you know, my pops left me this. My uncle left me this. They listened to when they was younger. This is how music came. Let's bring that shit back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating on nothing. I'm just speaking reality. You know, yeah, some artists tour, and some artists, you know, they stay on tour, so they you know, provide for their families like that. But, you know, 90% of the people that use streaming platforms are not touring. They're just putting their music out. And they're not even They're not even living off it. And a lot of the music is good. And, you know, like I know, the music is saturated. There's so many artists. But there's enough money for all artists to eat. Because music is music. You're going to listen to it if it's good. You're not going to listen to it if it's bad.
Yeah, that's subscription-based shit, man. That's just...
Yeah, so for 2024, if your artist drops an album, buy it, man. If they have a show, go to it. You know? And we're living in a time that shows could be streamed. So go stream the show. If you overseas and you want to see a New York artist and they shows available for streaming, you know, go watch it. That's something to watch. But buy the album. Create, you know, get your collection going. Ain't nothing like shifting through your albums and seeing the albums and getting it signed and, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Shout out to Bandcamp. You know, shout out to Bandcamp. Shout out to artists that put their music out through their own website and you can get it directly from them. You know, even if it's digital. Even if it's a digital album, but you still got it directly from them and they was able to earn from it. Because at the end of the day, music is a business. And you know, people chose to do music to better their life with the hopes of being able to earn off their art. But these streaming companies are robbing us. And y'all just keep putting music out and putting up these year wrap-ups and letting it be known that you just got fucked all year. Just to show that, you know, you got a couple streams, some new listeners. I mean, that's the part that I like. I like to see the new listeners. But I'd rather interact with these new listeners. So if y'all listening to me, send me a message. Let me know y'all listening to me. That way I could respond to you. You know what I'm saying? And who knows, if I'm in your city and you responded to me, I could put you on the guest list. And you could come chill with me.
See?
Talk to me. Fuck all that streaming shit. Fuck all that streaming shit, man. Dead ass. Dead ass. And if you're an artist, you know what I'm saying? You want to work? Reach out to me. Let's do it.
Let's work.
It's that easy, man. It's that easy.
Just DM away or hit them up on Instagram.
That easy. If you feel that your music is hot and you want to be on Schoolboy Radio, holla at King Eric. Holla at me. Let me see what you're about. We don't blackball nobody over here on Schoolboy Radio. We just want
the
culture to be
getting on.
Yeah, I just want the culture to be alive and strong, man.
Yeah, we tired of
this
shit
could
be alive, man.
Yeah, so this shit could go on for generations, man. Generations and generations. Like KRS-One said, 50 more years of hip hop. But if they gonna be robbing us, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, if we're going to keep robbing, it's like we ain't going to have no more to give out.
Yo, listen. Artists keep putting out albums, getting robbed, putting out albums every month, getting robbed. They might be making something, but they're not making what they should be making. Was making what they should be making, they'd all be millionaires. Everybody be eating right now. Ain't nobody be struggling. And that's a whole fact.
Big fact. But we had to let them know, man. We had to let them know that streaming is not the business, man.
Yo, listen, my next album, my next album will not be available on no streaming platforms. I'm going to work the album. So if y'all listen to me and y'all my fans, just know it's not going to be available for streaming. It's not going to be on YouTube. It's not going to be on Spotify. It's not going to be on Apple Music. It's not going to be on none of that shit. If y'all want to check my shit, y'all got to come to MadmanEntertainmentMusic.com and buy that shit. I might drop a video, but that's the extent.
Already, man. So yeah, we about to get back to it and hit y'all with some more music before we peel out. We're going to be back next week, same school time, same school channel.
Yeah, yeah. Cool hand.
Yeah, big shout out to Black Poet holding it down for the crew overseas. We're definitely going to have him back next week. And December is here, so we're going to knock this year out with a bang.
Let's go.
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
And you don't stop. Yeah. Going out to my man Chovy Cho, Grandmaster Supreme and all that. My name is Diamond, yep, you guessed it. Ran 1,000 schemes and I've never been arrested. I guess I'm lucky cause I'm young and I'm a black man. And intelligent, so everything is relevant. Vision is clear, don't have to wear contacts. Not a good lawyer, no shorts in my contract. Beats are selected with the highest scrutiny. I played Mr. Christian and just take mutiny. Cause it's my destiny, a lot of brothers keep testing me. But you haven't heard the best from me. So remember one thing, ayo, it ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Huh. Yeah, so sit back and listen to the chit-chat, sweet as a Kit Kat. Diamond, where'd you get that beat from? Yo, Jazzy Duck in the crate needs another loop, so we added a flute. Then it came together and I grabbed a pen. Then I double-checked it. For what? Loose pin. The object of a song is to keep your head moving. Hope you find a good A&R, man. Ha. A lot of acts get signed. And when the album comes out, everyone says, aw, man, take that record off. Don't waste my time. Due to that fact, I went for mine. And
I went for mine.
Hey, yo, I went for mine. I went for mine, so both are yours. I went for mine, hey yo, I went for mine. I went for mine, so both are yours too. I overcome hurdles like Edwin Moses. Everything was planned, but no one knows this. I'll never go broke, so I don't sweat that. I make moves like a man on X-Lax. D-I to the A-M to the O-N-D. Hey yo, you got no wins, G. So back up and take a breather. Cause either you must be on acid or from Lake Placid. I hop to it like a kangaroo. I got jumped by a gang of two, but I showed them a bang or two. Cause I'm not no chump. Now I clock notes cause I make it move your rump. Nothing's for granted, grew up in the project. Used to wear tailors and Chinese mock necks. Came a long way from back in the days when show went to Smith and I went to Hayes. That was the past and the future will be better. Pass them away and keep the cream armanetta. Peace to Greg Knight and my man Fat Joe. My man OG and the rest of the homies. The Zulu Nation for the foundation. From when I was a kid watching Lost in Space. I'll never forget cause I'm totally committed to make slamming joints just to prove my point. In 92 you can't waste no time.
Word.
Go for yours cause I went for mine. And you know that and you don't stop. And you know that cause I won't drop. I went for mine. Hey yo, I went for mine. And to my sister Regina house. I went for mine, the ghost is yours, yeah. And to my man Showtime, all that, lost them all.
Lake Brownsville. Cause they caught a tap from Medusa that's trying to win over losers who couldn't even scratch the surface with loofers. I had to reduce it to game. It's only one is your spot. Moses only your frame till you pick them off with shots like... Now you left stiffer than cocoa baking soda. Some keep a chip on their shoulder the size of a boulder. It's hard to get over with dim and underhanded. Wishing they could try and count the top, but nothing granted. I had a shorty with a fatty giving body tours. Couldn't stop cheating and said that it was an ass for. Course to take sides, could get thrown on your back high. Tim's falling over your face, sound like a landslide. Overflowing with stones in my cup. Whatever got my heart feeling heavy, I'm lighting something. Enough. Some change on you when the dollar sit. I've seen no fiends turn stone cold over the rock they wrestle with.
My heart made of stone.
Cause it's a gem like a cuff somewhere on his sleeve. Some put the pressure like a hug with no love and do nothing but squeeze. Like when you thought he was your man, silly hit the stand. Or he had the D's at your door with the battering ram.
Him did it.
Only my daughters could chisel it. I done had my heart sidewalk, that's why I cemented it. You can't leech, get strong on playing your hand weak. Only building with you with what you stand on is concrete. Calm speech, but if you feel away, I'm at arm's reach. Deceiving betrayal, cemented. The way my heart beat, street guap had me heartless in the fiend spot. All you heard was gem stars hitting that white box. The mood swings could leave you stagnant. It's action, I'm pulling the metal without a magnet. Bridges burn, some try to swim with another way to earn. But you won't achieve the stone inside of me unturned.
My heart.
I'ma bark on them, take me off the leaf bite, then lock jaw on them. Ludacris with the bars, I drop both on them. What your life like? Mine's kinda gritty. 301 lobby staircase was kinda shitty. But shots in the air until the clip's empty. I'm Brooklyn, a borough that's in the toughest city. New York, baby, yeah, I'm kinda crazy. Stay with the goons, but Eminem's like Shady. Your body language showing fear, you looking kinda shaky. Brian Dawkins with the Eagles, take off the safety. Things to get real, so tell me what's the deal. I'm starving my ribs such I need a good meal. It's a dog eat dog, I eat what I kill. My bar's sick and I'm always feeling kinda ill. Yo, they keep on running they mouth, they hiding. Popping stuff from inside of they house, I'm sliding on anybody that comes in my route. Keep on talking what you talking, gotta take you out. Yo, they keep on running they mouth, they hiding. Popping stuff from inside of they house, I'm sliding on anybody that comes in my route. Keep on talking what you talking, gotta take you out.
Tell me what your life's like, mine's a movie and ill. From Bristol to Brooklyn, where shit get real. All these soldiers, the generals that's out on the field. Only pussies feel the pressure and swill. True to the code, man of my word. So if I said it, I will. Free my nigga in the feds, he's waiting on his appeal. I told my nigga hold his head, but can't speak how we feel. I'm speaking 9-carat gold, but that be words to my grill. Tell me what your life's like, mine's move quick in the fast lane. I met her yesterday, today she want my last name. And I ain't even said not one word, now that's game. I look once, I shoot, hit the target, now that's aim. I'm always looking fresh to death like it's a campaign. Champion, all I need is bottles of champagne. Wishmaster, Chuck Simon, do the damn thing. Already know when G's link up is a mad thing.
They keep on running they mouth, they hiding. Popping stuff from inside of their house, I'm sliding on anybody that comes in my route. Keep on talking what you talking, gotta take you out. Yo, they keep on running they mouth, they hiding.
popping stuff from a Saturday house. I'm sliding on anybody that comes in my route. Keep on talking what you talking, gotta take you out.
Yeah, Benny the Butcher, OT the Real, you know how we do this shit, A-Rap Music. Yo, that corner gave me the heart of champions, moving quarters on campus, liquid cocaine where we watered the plants with, part of the plan and was largely expanded, Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, lift your whip like you called a mechanic, I'm Spartacus mixed with Thor with a hammer, pose don't call me romantic, cause the date to me a strip bar in Atlanta, Rick on a flight to New York with a dancer, they wanna know who are the Sopranos, but I think y'all know the answer, saw through visions of a career crook. Made sure the business was clear cut and my bitches stay paired up. At my homie funeral tearing up young, but a revenge plot might turn a mare pup to a werewolf. Whole family broke, I appear such. I rock shacks from Sears once, even went to school and felt geared up. Now that I'm on, why would I care as much? So if you cry for me, I hope champagne come out your tear ducts. First of the month, stamps took care of us. Now it's me versus conspirators, every month they get weirder. Leave my prints in the game, that's what I'm here for. I took that literally, stepped on the work barefoot. Let's go.
Heavy is the crown and I wear it on my rollie. We flooding the town, why you think I got it on me? Everywhere I go, they be acting like they know me. Everywhere I go, they be acting like they know me. Heavy is the crown and I wear it on my rollie. We flooding the town, why you think I got it on me? Everywhere I go, they be acting like they know me. Everywhere I go, they be acting like they know me.
Everybody lives till they sit, I seen it firsthand. Non-smokers pulling up the grip inside a church van. I'm trying to figure how much horse to press inside these perks hands. Raps like a pirate, you just gotta put the work in. A legend in my track, I lost bread and made it back. Bro flipped the mail and bought a shell, and we just sectionated that. Ain't down a rod and stand outside, where's your dedication at? We smoked spikes and pill lines, snuck the medication back. I've been trapping since the youth, putting stashes out of coops. I don't fraternize with goofs, my fans just maximize the truth. Hiding racks inside the pasture side, bitch, I rely on who? Stuffing 10 inside each enterprise, my friends can drive it through. Black bullets in a 40, shit look like it got Beatles in it. They found my man and his arm still had a needle in it. My little bro will blow your car up for some Eagles tickets. If you get licked, most likely your own people did it. They don't care about your rap skills. I trap pills, coke and smoke from the poker nose to the cat kill. You could be family, you get intact still. Make them relapse and crash wheels, relax. This how crack feels.
Heavy is the crown and I wear it on my rollie. We flooding the town, why you think I got it on me? Everywhere I go, they be acting like they know me. Everywhere I go, they be acting like they know me. Heavy is the crown and I wear it on my rollie.